USA Radio News.
This is Brad Bernards. Rescuers at the site of a collapsed building in Surfside, Florida, recovered more bodies and intensified efforts, including digging an enormous trench. As they run out of time to find survivors, the death toll climbed to 9 on Sunday as additional bodies and remains were found at Champlain Towers South. Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava of Miami-Dade County said at a news conference, "This is Alan Kaminsky of Miami-Dade Fire Rescue on the rescue process.
Now you see a lot more activity on top with the equipment coming through and us moving larger debris. So as we see void spaces, that's where they come through, and it's a very, very slow process because if there's anything we see, you know, we need to make sure we're going through in a very slow, methodical process for the best attempt of a rescue."
As of Sunday morning, there were still more than 150 people unaccounted for. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regard to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of the Epoch Times and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
After a year of protests sparked by the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis, the city of Portland, Oregon, is grappling with an increasingly disgruntled police force amid an uptick in violent crime and continued calls to defund law enforcement agencies. City leaders have scrambled to address both staffing shortages and reform demands by activists, walking a tightrope between those calling for a return to the status quo and others pushing for a demilitarized police department. Sydney, Australia, on Saturday night began a 2-week lockdown amid a surge in cases of the COVID-19 Delta variant. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian announced the lockdown and associated stay-at-home orders.
"If we're going to do this, we need to do it properly. There's no point doing a 3-day lockdown and then having the virus continue to bubble away in the community. A few days ago I said this was the scariest time that I felt since the pandemic started, and that's proven to be the case."
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
China expert Gordon Chang is warning that President Biden's newest insistence on more outreach to China is yet a new debacle in the making. The actual details on Biden's links to China likely haven't been fully revealed. Now Chang, the author of The Coming Collapse of China, has written at the Gatestone site that National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan revealed Biden desires more engaging with China. Chang charges that view is naive, arrogant, and almost always incorrect. Dan Araki has more on the Justice Department's lawsuit against the state of Georgia.
The Department of Justice has announced a lawsuit against the state of Georgia over its recently passed election reform law. The department alleges the measure unfairly restricts black Georgians' right to vote. But Georgia's attorney general says the suit is a campaign flyer instead of an action to uphold federal law. Chris Carr tells Fox News that the state's law actually expands voter access.
The United States Department of Justice is playing politics. They're not trying to uphold the law. And this action that they filed, this blatantly political action that they filed, is factually, legally, and constitutionally wrong. Anybody who actually takes the time to read the Georgia law sees that it strengthens security. It expands access, and it improves transparency in Georgia's elections.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.